This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of The Conspiracy Show with Richard Serrett. Heard every Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
I'm Bill Anderson, the program Bill's Classical Jukebox, and it's time to welcome another special guest here at our studios at 102.9 FM in Collingwood from Brookside Music Association, which originated in 2010 in Midland. The mission of Brookside Music Association? Well, I'm going to ask their artistic director, my special guest, John Alden French. What is Brookside all about?
Well, Brookside Music has a mandate to promote the love of music, and we do that in two ways. One is through the presentation of world-class concerts, and secondly, we have a lot of educational outreach events that we produce.
It's a very, very successful operation. Now, your own background, you were born and raised in Midland. When did you become a person who knew that his career path would include the arts?
Well, that's an interesting question. I started piano lessons when I was five, and when I left high school to go to university, I went into music and studied, did a Bachelor of Music at Wilfrid Laurier and a Master's in Musicology at U of T, and always thought that I was going to have a career in the arts. And at that point, I decided to combine the arts with business and did an MBA in arts administration. And my career did take a little bit of a detour. It went into financial services, but I always engaged in performing and active as a musician throughout that period as well, as church organist and choir director and so on. But when I returned back to my hometown of Midland, it gave me a great opportunity to really engage in my passion, which is music.
Yeah. Now, is the performing more fun than the administrative work, or are they equally as challenging? I'm sure they are.
They're both challenging, but the performing absolutely is more fun.
Yeah.
The administration is administration. It happens to be related to music, but it's still administration.
Well, you have become involved, I know, with Conservatory Canada as an examiner. You've also been involved with the El Sistema, their Midland music program. Tell us about that, because it's become world famous.
Yes. Well, El Sistema, I was involved with it in its initial stages on the board. I'm no longer involved with them now as a board member, but certainly very supportive of their mandate, which is to provide music opportunities for young people. And it's free. String program that they offer in Midland, and given Brookside's mission of providing educational outreach opportunities, it's certainly well in line with what we do.
When Brookside began, somebody told me it was in your house.
It was, and that's why it's called Brookside. My house was on the side of a brook with nice windows looking out onto the brook and the piano right in the window.
It's grown.
It's grown. It started out, actually, a friend of mine in Midland was a soprano in Europe and sang in the opera and taught over there. And she had two former pupils visiting. And she said, why don't we do a little concert in your house? And we had about 50 people show up. And I thought, well, this is kind of a neat idea to have little concerts in my house. And I knew the house concert scene was sort of growing in Canada. And I got myself linked in with Home Roots, which is a house concert organization from Winnipeg, and started doing some of these house concerts. And then I decided, well, these are so successful. I bet you there's more people in the community that would like the opportunity to go to some wonderful concerts. So we went in to St. Paul's United Church, and I started the first summer festival. We called it Summer Serenade back then. And the response was amazing. We had usually over 100 people at each concert, and the support we had from agents and artist managers, artists themselves. And in that first summer, Anton Cuerti was one of our artists, and he sent up his piano from Toronto and let us use it for the whole summer.
Wow.
And it was an amazing first season, which evolved into year-round programming and our summer Festival of the Bay.
Yeah, this is now called the Festival of the Bay. It still goes on, just under that different name.
Yes.
And then you grew into the Midland Cultural Center, or at least they built it, and you came.
Well, yes, we came. We were the first presenters there. for the first year or so, the only presenters of music in that facility. And it's wonderful because it's state-of-the-art theater. It has all of the amenities of a world-class facility that you would find in Toronto. People like to be able to come and socialize a little bit in the atrium, have a glass of wine. They can bring their glass of wine into the concerts, in fact. And we can configure it for a cabaret-style concert where people sit and enjoy the music at round tables. Or for larger turnouts, we have full seating.
And you seek performances that appeal to audiences of all ages. And one of the wonderful things that I've discovered about Brookside, young people don't have to pay.
That's right. We started out, again, as I said, it's an outreach opportunity. And there's so few opportunities now for children to engage in and study music in the schools in particular. So we wanted to give them that opportunity to be able to attend these world-class events at no charge. And we've recently extended that upwards to students as well. So students and children are free at Brookside Concerts.
I want to talk about the upcoming season. I want to sort of do it in reverse order and look ahead first to next March when you're doing opera, Mozart's Don Giovanni. Tell us more.
Yeah. Well, Don Giovanni is one of the productions of Jeunesse Musicale. And early on in our programming, I connected with Jeunesse Musicale to bring in their Emerging Artists series. And within that series, you get one opera. And we've had a few of those now. We've had Carmen, which was an amazing event, and La Boheme, which is a favorite of everyone, of course. And this year, the opera is Don Giovanni. So we're performing that in March 31st.
March 31st, it says here. And it will be, of course, at the Midland Cultural Center. When we wrap up, I'll tell everybody how they can get more information and tickets. In February, on the 12th, you're bringing in something called Moscow's Sound, cello and piano. Now, what attracted you to this presentation?
Well, that's, again, part of the Jeunesse Musicale series. But I was talking with Jim Campbell about some of the programming that they're doing, and he suggested that I might be interested in checking them out. And I said, well, coincidentally, I've already booked them, but it's a young duo. They're siblings, Brian and Sylvie Cheng. And they're doing a program called Moscow Sound, which is, of course, music of the great Russian composers, Rachmaninoff and Tchaikovsky and so on.
And coming up Friday, December the 8th, which is rapidly approaching at St. Paul's United Church in Midland, Canada's celebrated First Lady of the Guitar, Leona Boyd.
That's right. Yes, we're very excited to be having Leona, and we're particularly excited because we're involving our local children's community choir. And of course, there's nothing like the sounds of children's voices at Christmas time. Leona's been in Midland before. We had a sellout audience for her then, and we're hoping to repeat that this time. She's doing a program, as you say, called Winter Fantasy, and it's got all the traditional carols and fantasy arrangements of carols. So it should be a great way to start off the Christmas season.
Now, children and students are admitted free, but do they need a ticket?
No, they can just come to the door and they'll be admitted with a parent, of course.
Yeah. Now, the other tickets, where can people get those?
The other tickets they can buy at the box office of the Midland Cultural Center, or they can buy them online, and it will take you from the Brookside website through a link into the Cultural Center box office.
And that Brookside website is?
www.brooksidemusic.com.
My guest, Artistic Director from the Brookside Music Association, John Alden French. Thank you for your visit. I know I'll be seeing you again. Come back anytime to keep us posted.
Thank you very much.
And we hear now Leona Boyd. There's a wonderful guitar concerto by Antonio Vivaldi, played by the First Lady of the Classical Guitar, Canada's celebrated Leona Boyd, who will appear with the Brookside Music Association. Their presentation Friday, December the 8th, 7 p.m. at St. Paul's United Church in Midland, featuring guest artist Andrew Dolson and the Children's Community Choir. And you can check on tickets and more information when you go to the Brookside website. It's www.brooksidemusic.com. My thanks to my special guest, the artistic director from Brookside, John French. And we'll have more great music on Bill's Classical Jukebox coming up.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.